Among the thousands of provisions in the Defense Authorization Bill just passed by Congress is a change to the way DoD handles investment review boards. Those panels are already tasked with signing off on big DoD business systems that are expected to cost $1 million or more over their lifetimes. Lawmakers have tasked the department's Deputy Chief Management Officer, Beth McGrath, with developing a process for making sure those decisions aren't made in isolation. She says that'll be a big change.
As opposed to saying, well, I'm going to set up investment review for the financial, and I'm going to set up one for human resources and logistics, because that's what the statute says today. It's taking a much more corporate look, and it will move that investment review board process into my office, because our job is to ensure that we're always taking a holistic perspective across the environment. Whether or not you're implementing an enterprise resource planning, an ERP system, which is inherently cross-functional, or that you're tying something, some capability, a front-end or a back-end or some augmentation to that.
Instead, McGrath says it'll be her office's job to make sure DoD considers the big picture when it decides how to invest money in business systems.
And I think that's critically important, because without the transparency of information, you can't get to IT rationalization. You can't get to establishing a cost culture. You can't get to enabling the cost reductions and efficiencies that we're talking about. You can always take across the board cuts. Always. You just give everybody a bill and then you pay. But you don't know the impact of what you've done until you've done it. And it's usually sometime thereafter. So what we're trying to do is establish what are the priorities from a business perspective. How can I enable greater transparency? What do I need to accomplish and when? Again, to drive us to the place we want to go to.
Congress has set a deadline of March of next year for the new investment review process. McGrath, speaking to an audience at the Northern Virginia chapter of AFSCEA, said that cross-functional notion fits with the approach her office took in developing DoD's newly released strategic management plan. Strategies, she says, aren't worth much if they're not connected to the core missions of the organization they're supposed to be guiding. So she went door to door, asking questions of the people directly responsible for the various business areas in the Pentagon.
Otherwise known as the undersecretaries for personnel and readiness, acquisition technology and logistics, and the comptroller, and said, so what are your priorities from a business perspective? And they gave them to me.
The outcome, the DoD business plan for the next 2 years, identifies 7 strategic business goals, including increasing the department's buying power, building secure and agile IT capabilities, increasing energy efficiency, creating agile business processes in war zones, and strengthening and right-sizing the DoD workforce. One area in particular where McGrath says DoD will need to have good information to back up its decisions in an era of declining resources.
The numbers of the workforce are coming down significantly. And so what you want to do is really understand, what is your workforce? What is their skill set composition? How do I bring down the total, but also bring up and fill in those gaps that currently exist? I mean, the acquisition workforce is an area that we know we need additional skill sets in. But in a time where the overall numbers are coming down, how do you then justify the growth, if you will, in some key areas, IT being another one, cyber being a third, just for example? You have to have a strategy, and you have to know the big picture, and you have to have transparency of the information so that you can make informed decisions. I mean, it's pretty basic, and it's something I think we do every day as individuals. But the workforce focus is extremely important.
The idea of trying to collect and use data to make workforce decisions is not a new one in DoD. The Pentagon spent 12 years and more than $1 billion trying to build a massive enterprise resource planning system called DIMERS before finally canceling it in 2010. McGrath says the Pentagon still wants to be able to capture the data that DIMERS was originally intended to aggregate, but instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, it's leaving the human resources ERP solutions to the individual military services.
But we're keeping a corporate perspective, if you will, because the data for the military is essential for the corporation to have. And so we're driving, the total acquisition through the use of standards. So at the end of the day, you know how many Farsi-speaking, camel-riding first lieutenants you have. The only way you can do that is if you establish the standards and you say, here they are. So when I do a query, because I have a problem over there, and I need to know how many of those I have, I can actually get that. And so we're actually driving the aggregation of data through the standards. And again, using architecture and many, many other tools in investment review to do that.
McGrath says whether it's HR or any other business area in DOD, her office is focused on efficiency and driving changes to business processes. She says the past 10 years have not been fertile ground for those efforts. The nation was at war, and DOD generally got whatever funding its appetite called for. That reality is at an end.
A burning platform is usually very helpful to enable change. But if you want to drive change, you really have to be able to articulate where you want to go and why. Or things need to churn, and the budget is a churn. And we want to make sure we have enough money to, you know, hit the capabilities we need, and also then drive those things that we want to in terms of efficiencies. But I do think that the challenges and the opportunities for both the government and contractors to work together so that we can have the dialogue around what is do we really want? Because I think with that conversation comes clarity. And I do think that that's a huge opportunity for us that we frankly need to figure out.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.